Good morning. My name is Amelia Mayer. I am a senior at Longleaf School of the Arts, and I do not yet know where I'll be attending this fall. So here we are. Here I am, standing here as a senior, a moment I've been looking forward to for 6 years. I've grown a lot since my first Youth Sunday, as a person, as a member of society, and as a member of this church. Back then, I was so little. It was before my musical theater phase, before my turtle phase, and that year in sixth grade was when I truly began to realize just how much I love music. With the transition to middle school came my addition to the youth choir here at church. I'd previously been singing in the other children's choirs, but the youth choir is on a whole other level. That year was the first year when I really began to read music, learning melodies by seeing them on the page instead of just by ear. We also went from singing two-part harmonies to four-part harmonies. For you non-musicians out there, let me tell you, that's hard to do anywhere, but especially as a 12-year-old singing with high schoolers. It's hard. So shout out to this year's current sixth graders, because I have been there, and it's quite a challenge, but they are succeeding. And it makes me so proud and excited to see what the future holds for the youth choir as we seniors pass it along. This experience of singing in the choir has pushed me to become a better musician and also exposed me to a lot of choral pieces that have become integral parts of my childhood, including the most classic of classic youth choir classics, I Believe by Mark Miller, which I heard for the first time in that sixth grade year, and which the youth choir sang again just this fall. Repeating songs allows us to learn them completely, letting us really focus on their deeper meanings and finding a connection to God through the music we create, something I always treasure when we find it as a group. But it isn't just the music that's connected me to God. Just being part of the church family has done that for me. It's the community behind the music and behind the church services that have made growing up in this church as important to me as it has been. Most of these youth behind me I've known for my entire life. For the older youth, I've been singing with most of them for 13 years, since preschool. Singing with the same people for that long has a way of binding you together in friendship and in faith. These youth here, they're my family, formed in the weeks and weeks of seeing each other for a few hours every Sunday, of weekends and summer trips, of trusting each other enough to share our beliefs and talk about them with each other, openly and honestly. It's the ritual of going to Sunday school, going to church, and then coming back a few hours later for a night of fun, singing, food, games, and faith. And doing this every single Sunday. Excluding summer breaks, that's 598 Sundays since we seniors were in preschool. That's a lot of Sundays. This bond between the youth is the reason why I trust and love them so deeply. Being together that often, love just forms, and that love spills out into the rest of our community, bringing you days like this, where we, as a giant youth team, work together to express our love for the church family that has supported and loved us over the years. Today's New Testament reading is all about how God is that love. Receiving from and giving back to those who have shown us love is the easiest and most important way to work towards the kingdom of God. We live in a tough world, but a small gift of love in the daily struggle of life can turn a day or month or lifetime around. I encourage you this week to think on the ways you've received God's love in your life and how you can spread it to those within and outside of our church community. One small act of kindness can make the biggest waves. You just need to start the ripple. I'll close with the lyrics of a personal favorite song of mine that I'm sure some of the youth here will recognize. God is love. Love abides in me. I let God in when I let love lead. These words, which originate from one of the same verses we focus on today, were phrased beautifully in the lyrics of the 2019 Montreat Youth Conference theme song, and they've stuck with me ever since. They remind us to go out with love in our hearts, and in doing that, we'll make the world a better place, step by step, and begin to see the pieces of God's kingdom on earth. In the words of Cece, Caroline, and Anderson, take the love. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sydney Call. I'm a senior at Broughton High School, and I'm undecided where I'll be attending college next fall, but I am certain I will be a lifelong member here at White Memorial. I have come a long way to be standing in front of you today, not just because I've always been scared of this thing hanging above me in the pulpit, but I've been uncomfortable with speaking publicly. Until recently, I would have been terrified to speak in front of this many people. My face would turn beet red and my stomach would churn. These awkward traits would happen even after rehearsing for hours. Fortunately, I've worked on this anxiety over the past year and have become more confident in my public speaking. Part of my new-built confidence was going to camp this past summer. I've enjoyed going to camp since I was 10, and I've come to love it at Camp Don Lee in Arapahoe, North Carolina. This past summer, I was fortunate to attend their Leader in Training month-long program with 16 teenagers, 8 girls and 8 boys. Those 4 weeks of boot camp definitely taught me many life lessons, to include mental and physical toil, which instilled in me the confidence to stand here today. Our workday started at 5:30 a.m. and was not completed until 11 p.m. We were tasked with many difficult challenges throughout the day. Like one morning we woke up, there was no wind on the water, and we had to paddle our sailboats 3 miles across the river back to camp. And through this, I figured out how important it is to work with others, to trust, ask for help, and to lean on God. Leaning, learning, and relying on others while actively helping each other really showed me God's true love. In 1 John 4:12, it reads, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." I have felt God's love in many places in my life, but 2 unique places are at Camp Don Lee and here at White Memorial. These very special places have taught me to live, love, and grow with God. I've been coming to White Memorial since birth. As I grew, I attended White Memorial's preschool. I was that little kid with the big voice in the preschool choir singing with Miss Beth. I couldn't wait till I was finally old enough to be in the big kids' youth choir. When asked to participate in youth choir, I did not know the difference between an alto and a soprano. Since, I've learned so much from Mrs. Gold, Dr. and Mrs. Z, fellow youth and senior choir members who have helped me truly love music. They all instilled in me the love and joy of singing. This church and its members have loved me with open arms since the day I was born and have aided me to become the young adult I am today. The many years of youth group provided me with friends who supported me while growing up together in our church with great leadership and love for one another. A real special group of friends brought together through this church. We have been so blessed to have great ministers. I was baptized by Mr. Art Ross, and I've learned so much from Mr. Christopher. I remember when he had a full head of hair, too. I had an amazing youth leader who helped me get through some tough times in my life. Friends, this is what working towards God's kingdom looks like. It's accepting and welcoming new members, educating our youth, supporting and loving each other, to love each member and those in our community like God loves us. That is what makes White Memorial special. It is not the roof and the steeple, it's very much the people. In the baptism that happened before my sermon, we pledged that we will care for and look after Adair, our newest member, as she becomes part of our church family. I know this to be true of this congregation. I have been affected by so many here in this church since my baptism years ago. So now, I challenge my generation, the people in this chancel behind me and up here in the front, to help the next generation of youth, the new disciples, the new learners. I challenge you to listen, teach, and share God's love. I know I still have not decided where I'll be attending college next year to start the new chapter of my life, but what I do know is I will be back here at White Memorial at any chance I get. I'll be singing, speaking, and sharing God's love with all of you. God bless. Love you, Mom and Dad.
Hello. Okay, so before I did my 8 o'clock sermon, Genevieve told me to take a mental picture of everybody, and I forgot to do that. So we're gonna do that now. So everybody strike a pose and get ready for my mental picture, okay? Okay. You have to be still or it'll be blurry. Okay, it's there. Let us begin. My name is Laura Lillian Baggett, and I will be attending Davidson College in the fall. Go Wildcats! Okay. I've been waiting to give my Youth Sunday sermon for as long as I can remember. For those of you who aren't aware, I love to talk, and I love to be the center of attention. So getting to stand up here and talk about myself for like 5 minutes is the most exciting thing ever. However, when we started to brainstorm about what we wanted Youth Sunday to look like, I realized that I wanted to use this opportunity to talk about something that I think is important. So even though it pains me to pass up the opportunity to talk about myself uninterrupted, I want to focus on all of you today. Take a second and look around the room. Look at who's sitting next to you. Do you know them? Do you know their names? Really take a good look. Okay, now, how many people in the sanctuary are people of color? Do you know who around you is struggling with mental illness? Do you know who here is queer, who has a physical disability, who has an invisible disability? Our theme for Youth Sunday is working towards God's kingdom. Notice the theme is not waiting for God's kingdom. We are called as God's children to get up and actively work towards the kingdom, not to sit around and hope the kingdom will come to us. I'm guilty of sitting around and waiting. There are so many things I would like to do to make the world a better place, especially when it comes to inclusion of all different types of people. However, it is so much easier to say that I'm accepting of all people than to actively work to include people from all walks of life. This sermon is how I'm trying to actively work towards the kingdom. Our scripture today from 1 John says that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him, and that since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. This is a basic lesson that we're taught from early childhood, so it's easy to forget how important and world-shattering it is. We are called as Christians, as people even, to actively love one another. Jesus didn't just wait around for people to come to him. He traveled around on dirt roads in his sandals in the heat and sought out the people who needed his love despite the persecution he faced. We are called to act in the way Jesus did, even when it isn't easy. If the way you can bring about God's kingdom is to file paperwork or babysit for an hour, it's just as important as traveling to Haiti and building schools. Working towards God's kingdom is not always glamorous or Instagram-worthy, but it is in those mundane and seemingly unimportant tasks that God's kingdom comes about. Okay, now everyone close your eyes and imagine for a moment a world where everyone feels loved, a world where we all have someone to lean on. A world where you aren't judged for things you can't control. A world where no one is judged at all, because in reality, we're all just trying our best. You can open your eyes now. I think that this is what God's kingdom looks like on earth. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says that God is love. So God's kingdom must be a place where love comes first. I encourage you today to come up with something individually or as a family group that will allow you to put love first in your life, specifically something that actively helps to make our church a place of inclusion for people from all walks of life. I've seen beautiful pockets of inclusion across our church campus in things like midsummer celebrations, where our church hosts children from the Black church down the street, children from a Muslim community, and our own young Christians in a beautiful mashup of cultures that honors and even celebrates our differences. I've seen queer youth in our church, including myself, who are loved for their honest expression of themselves. I've been part of hard conversations about equality in our church, but it's not enough. We are still separate. We don't have any people of color or openly queer individuals on our program or pastoral staffs at the church. We don't have an accessible campus for the physically handicapped. We don't have a lot of things. Some things, like Stephen ministers, we have an abundance of, but we are so scared as a collective church of mental illness and asking for help that our Stephen ministers go underutilized. We need change. I don't pretend to have all the answers, or even an answer, but as Presbyterians, we are called to work together to bring about God's kingdom, first in our church, and then in the rest of the world. Take a moment and look around the room again. See our church as it is, and then see it as it could be. Eventually, if we all actively work towards it, I believe that all these little things will add up, and together, we will bring about God's kingdom on earth. Thank you. Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord. And as you go, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.